Edward Fishman now works over at the Atlantic Council, and more recently served as a member of the Secretary of State's policy planning staff. That was during the Obama administration, so he worked for John Kerry for quite a while. He is watching Rex Tillerson. We just saw our Secretary of State come down some very steep steps in Moscow. He's just arrived minutes ago.
Came down the steps very... He didn't look like he had a problem with the steps at all. Didn't even hold on to the railing.
Really? I did not see that.
Yep.
Did not hold on to the railing.
Means business.
He means business. The guy, of course, had a lot of experience in the Soviet Union, in Russia. Freudian slip there.
Mm-hmm.
He was awarded the country's Order of Friendship by Vladimir Putin, but it's not clear whether or not he will actually meet with him. I've been told he needs to act like a CEO and strike performance-based deals on Syria and Ukraine, or as we like to say here, the Ukraine.
Yeah, these are business deals, man. This is going to, you got to make some good deals, and you got to somehow find a way to see if we can trust these guys.
Here's a man who has some experience dealing with the Russians, not the Soviets, pardon me. Mr. Fishman, welcome to Double Dallas Radio. We appreciate your expertise in advance. If you were still giving advice to our Secretary of State, this one as opposed to our former Secretary of State, what kind of posture would you urge him to take today with Lavrov and maybe Putin?
Well, thanks so much for having me on the air today. It's great to be with you. I think it really does come down with sort of channeling the business instincts that Tillerson developed at Exxon. What Putin wants is a big, flashy deal that makes the Russians look good, that makes them look like a co-equal of the United States without actually forcing the Kremlin to do anything. The Kremlin wants a free hand in Syria to bolster Bashar al-Assad. They want a free hand in Ukraine to basically undermine the democratic government in Kiev. And basically, they don't want to have to change that. But at the same time, they want to look like they are a big player on the world stage, right there alongside the United States.
You know, as a member of the previous administration, the Obama administration was really criticized by Republicans and conservatives in general for dithering or not doing anything in regards to the red line in Syria. What is your response as a professional, and you had to deal with Syria as well, regarding the 56 or 59 cruise missiles we sent into that airstrip, which, by the way, has since reopened. What did you think of that response, and do you think it'll move the needle whatsoever?
Well, it's too early to say anything definitive about the missile strikes last week, but what I can say is that it is a welcome development in showing that the Trump administration won't hesitate to use force when it sees that U.S. interests are infringed. I think this was one of the problems that the Obama administration had, was that Putin sort of had Obama's measure and realized that the president at the time was just not willing to use force in Syria. I think that this adds another sort of tool in the United States toolkit and will hopefully give Tillerson a bit more leverage in his negotiations in Moscow than Secretary Kerry had when he was dealing with Lavrov.
Wow. A lot of people last week pointed out, though, after these airstrikes that they were very calculated. And, you know, we can make these things go anywhere, but they didn't really, you know, do a lot of damage. I mean, we took a couple lives. We took out a couple bunkers. But ostensibly, Russia knew we were coming, didn't they?
Yeah, and we actually warned the Russians ahead of time. I think the thing that we didn't want was for there to be some sort of massive strike that then could lead to a sequence of events that we wouldn't control. We're not trying to start a war in Syria between the United States and Russia. That's very much not something we want. I think this is calculated to show that we are willing to use force when our interests are infringed, but it was also limited because it really was, I think, designed to give us some leverage in negotiations as opposed to really change the military balance on the ground in Syria.
What is Putin like as far as he doesn't want our influence in Ukraine? Crimea is already gone. We look at the rest of the Balkans and Eastern Europe. I mean, at some point, do you let Putin be the strong man in that area just to, for no other reason, just to contain him?
Yeah, I understand that perspective, but I think it would be a very bad thing for U.S. interests because it's a slippery slope, right? You hear this argument all the time that, you know, had the United States never expanded NATO to include the former Warsaw Pact states, that Russia, you know, would be our best friend and Putin would actually just, you know, be a benign leader of a Russian state. I mean, I think most of us in the professional sort of diplomatic corps, our view is that, you know, if we had never expanded NATO, instead of dealing with the Russians in Georgia or in Ukraine, we'd be dealing with them in Germany. And that just gets closer and closer to vital U.S. national interests. So I think, you know, while it could be tempting to think that we could appease Putin by just handing him over the Balkans or the Baltics or Eastern Europe. I think, like we saw with World War II, appeasement is a slippery slope, and we only get to a worse place.
Well, that's a refreshing perspective, too. So thanks for your time and your analysis this morning. We would tweet out your piece that was published in USA Today, to our listeners, and we hope to have you back at some point.
I'd be glad to come back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Fishman. That is Edward Fishman. He now works for the Atlantic Council and co-authored this piece we'll send out to you. So he said it was a welcome move. That was surprising as somebody who worked in the previous administration.
Yeah, for a staff that didn't do, Obama didn't do anything over there in Syria.